Part 2.
How important is the relationship between author and illustrator?
Well, in some respect, it has to be terribly important, I think. But it's the thing about it is, initially, it's collaboration very often isn't what people think it is. I mean, you don't spend a lot of time talking about, shall we do this, shall we do that? I never want to do that. Essentially, the collaboration, the relationship, is with the text to begin with the book to begin with, and you have to read that first, and you have to keep collaborating with those are the messages from the writer. That is the thing that you're dealing with. You may want to talk to the writer as well, but if you can establish the relationship with the words, that's the important thing.
Are there any authors to whom you did talk a lot?
With Roald Dahl, I think our view of things in many respects is very, very different. And I think we did talk a lot and we needed to talk. But it was on the basis of what he'd written initially, so that the way of going about it, which we established after a while, was that I would draw some pictures of what I thought the characters looked like, and the moments that I thought would be useful to draw and interesting to draw. Then I would go and talk to him about it. And he would say, could you do this and could you do that? We need to see more tortoises, you know, something like that. But we talked quite a lot. Again, some of it was about the technicalities of the book, getting it to work better, I think. But I think to get into the mood of the book, which is a terribly important thing, is something you have to do on your own, really, I think. The author can't tell you that, I don't think.
I can imagine that an author might ask an illustrator to redraw something. Does it ever work the other way around, that the illustrator asks the author to change things?
It can do, yes. Actually, Roald volunteered to alter things. I didn't ask him to. I mean, in the case of the BFG, which we spent a long time working on, the BFG had a different costume to begin with. He had a long leather apron and long boots and that sort of thing. Of course, if you say an apron, when the character is introduced, you say he was wearing an apron. You don't talk about it after that, probably. But I have to draw it in every wretched drawing picture that there is in the book. So this apron's getting in the way, isn't it? Because the chap has to, you know, the giant has to run and he has to leap in the air and so on and so on. So we went back and talked about what he would wear that would keep his character the same. But and that also, what came out of that, we couldn't decide what to put on his feet. And I went home and a day or two later arrived this strange brown paper parcel, which was one of Roald's own Norwegian sandals. And, of course, it solved the problem as far as what he wears is concerned. But in a funny way, it also told you how near he was to his creation,